It's a very powerful emotion. It probably, in many ways, is the most powerful emotion because the way it sneaks up and just kind of takes over the person's organism from the inside.
The first thing you have to do with a person who has shame is you have to ask, does it fit the facts or doesn't it fit the facts?
It's very much like eating a poison plant. If you eat a poison plant just once, you never want to go back there again because the physiological terror and horror and sickness of it imprints this on your brain because that's how we survive, by not eating poison plants. So I'd have to say that shame is the poison plant of emotions. And I think it takes a lot clinically to erase that tracing of shame, which really is so deeply connected in the nervous system.
And that shame, that sort of the stronger the shame, we often interpret it as being a strength of the sign about sort of how truly bad we are or what's truly wrong with us. And instead, I think that the intensity of that shame, we should learn to read that intensity as it's a metric of how much and how deeply we care, not a metric of how fundamentally screwed up or inadequate we are.
In this program, we're going to look at some practical ways to help clients who are struggling with deep feelings of shame. Shame is such a pervasive issue in our work. If you think about it, so many clinical problems that present themselves with a kind of self-criticism or judgment, these often carry an element of shame. And when shame goes untreated, it grows stronger. And it can eventually reach beyond ourselves to affect future generations. Hi, I'm Dr. Ruth Buzinski, a licensed psychologist in the state of Connecticut and the president of the National Institute for the Clinical Application of Behavioral Medicine. So why do people develop shame and how do we help them get out from under it? We'll first look at one powerful way to engage and dissolve shame. Then we'll look at how to stop shame from shutting down the body. We'll work with the adult shame that developed in childhood. We'll look at the difficult link between trauma and shame and how to shut down a client's shame messaging. And then we'll look at ways to resource our clients to tolerate shame and how to shift them out of deep feelings of unworthiness. By the end of this course, you'll have a focused set of strategies and insights on working with shame. This will help you immediately apply it to your clients. So let's get right to it. I'll see you over in Module 1. Before you go, enjoy this quick thought on shame from the world's foremost trauma expert, Dr. Bessel van der Kolk. See you soon.
People who are shameless have no empathy and have no concern for other people. They just do whatever they feel like doing without worrying, what will people think about me, will people dislike me, and they're dangerous people. Shame, like, that's, you know, that's at the center of what Darwin talks about 150 years ago, it's the center of IFS, it's the center of human structures, is that all these emotions are good emotions. There are no bad emotions. All parts are welcome. And the shame is there for a reason. So you don't say to people, don't be ashamed. So let's go there. Let's explore it. Let's feel it. Let's see what it's about.